Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we've got some absolutely gorgeous romance vibes, and honestly, I'm about to cry happy tears. Kurt Russell just opened up about his new film, The Madison, and how the love story hit him like a truck because of his relationship with Goldie Hawn. Girl, these two have been together for over 40 years. 40! Without even getting married. Okay, so, can we talk about how they first met back in 1966? 1966. I wasn't even a thought in my parents' minds. And here they are, still going strong, still absolutely obsessed with each other. Kurt said the love story in his new film really got to him emotionally because, well, when you've got a real-life fairy tale romance, of course, fictional love is going to make you feel some type of way. The audacity of these two, just proving that marriage certificates are just pieces of paper when you've got real love. I'm screaming because in Hollywood, where relationships last about as long as a TikTok trend, Kurt and Goldie are out here showing everyone how it's done. 40 years, babes. That's longer than most of us have been alive. Moving on to our next story, and pause. This one's a bit heavier, but so important. Paulina Poryskova just got incredibly vulnerable about her modeling career, and I am here for this honesty. She opened up about how the industry taught her to just do as you're told, including taking off her clothes. And girl, this hits different. The supermodel explained that truly being loved for who she is didn't happen until she was 58 years old. 58! Not me getting emotional about this, because think about it. This woman was one of the most famous faces in the world, graced every magazine cover you can imagine, and she's saying she didn't feel genuinely loved for herself until her late 50s. This is why we need to talk about what the modeling industry puts women through. It's not just about looking pretty for the camera, it's about conditioning women to be compliant, to not question, to just do what you're told. Now, and when you start that young, it shapes how you see yourself and relationships for decades. But you know what? Good for Paulina for speaking her truth. At 58, she's discovered self-love and authentic connections. And honestly, that's never too late. I'm just sitting here thinking about how many women relate to this feeling of performing who they think they should be instead of just being themselves. Now, let's get into some proper tea because Olivia Munn just served us some behind-the-scenes Hollywood drama and I am living for it. So apparently, our girl Olivia had to deal with an absolutely obnoxious male co-star who straight up refused to film a scene where a woman saves him. The audacity. The fragile masculinity. I cannot even. Okay, so Olivia's been in everything from The Newsroom to X-Men to The Predator, so she's seen her fair share of sets and co-stars. But this particular specimen of toxic masculinity decided that his character being saved by a woman was just too much for his delicate ego to handle. And get this, he waited until they were literally about to roll cameras to throw his tantrum. Girl, can you imagine being on that set? The secondhand embarrassment I would feel for this man. Like, your masculinity is so fragile that a fictional character being helped by a woman breaks your brain. In 2024, we're still dealing with this nonsense? I'm screaming because you know everyone on that set was just, what did she say? That he was being obnoxious. And you know Olivia handled it like the professional queen she is while probably dying inside, thinking about what an absolute child this grown man was being. The crew probably went home that night with stories, honey. And finally, pause. This last story is bittersweet because we're talking about the late, great Shannon Doherty. And Jenny Garth just opened up about their complicated relationship during Beverly Hills 90210. Now this is some vintage tea that's been brewing for decades. So Jenny finally lifted the lid on what really went down between her and Shannon during the show, and her explanation was that they were all just fending for themselves. Girl, that phrase tells us everything about what that set was really like behind all the glamour. Think about it. These were young women thrust into massive fame, dealing with intense pressure, crazy schedules, and probably not a lot of support from the adults who should have been looking after them. When you're in survival mode, you're not exactly forming sisterly bonds, you know? Jenny called their relationship complicated, and honestly, that feels so real and honest. It's not the typical Hollywood, oh, we were best friends nonsense, or the dramatic, we hated each other storyline. It's just, It was complicated because they were young women trying to navigate an industry that probably pitted them against each other instead of supporting them both. What gets me is that now, with wisdom and perspective, Jenny can see that they weren't really feuding with each other as much as they were both just trying to survive in a challenging environment. That's actually quite beautiful, isn't it? Instead of holding grudges, she's understanding that they were both just doing their best in difficult circumstances. It makes me think about how we judge young women in the spotlight for not being perfect friends when they're dealing with pressures most of us can't even imagine. The media loved playing up the drama between them, but the reality was probably just two talented women trying to do their jobs while everyone around them stirred the pot. And with Shannon's recent passing, I think Jenny sharing this perspective is really meaningful. It's not about rewriting history or pretending everything was perfect. It's about understanding the full picture and having compassion for who they both were at that time. The whole thing just reminds me that behind all the glitz and glamour, these are real people dealing with real emotions and real pressures. The 90210 drama we all obsessed over was probably just young women trying to figure out their lives while millions of people watched and judged every move. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!